The wealthy members of society were shocked at the latent potential for revolution. Haunted by the prospect of another popular uprising, they built armories in cities across America, mostly in vicinity of their own neighborhoods. Seldom was there mention of the condition that set off these disturbances. It was thought, if not believed, that this was simply reckless rioting for its own sake. Sometimes they were called holiday riots. Cavernous interiors of armories were designed for drilling small groups of volunteers. Rifles, pistols, and small arms ammunition were stored along with cannon and shot for use should the workers ever riot again. Even though one of the Army's chief functions for many years following the uprising was so-called strike duty, the states, especially the industrialized ones, gradually let go of their historical distrust of state militias and embraced the idea of a National Guard. The National Guard took on the role of the defender of law and order during industrial disputes. It replaced the Army as the foremost instrument for breaking strikes and destroying unions.